So what was your Tuesday like watching those amendments or seeing those 11 of 12 amendments pass?
Well, it was a very busy day for me, so I didn't follow it as closely during the day, but of course I was disappointed, not so much for me, but for the people of Florida. You know, I've been reminding people that the Florida Constitution, after the passage of those amendments, will now contain in excess of 50,000 words. When you compare that to the U.S. Constitution, which has about 8,700, that ought to tell us something, that the Florida Constitution is getting very bloated. And I'm sure that there was one of those amendments that had 40 paragraphs of language that the voters never got to see. All they got to see was the ballot language. So I feel bad for everybody, but they have voted, and now we have an amended constitution. There will be an effort going forward to do one additional amendment to the constitution, and that is to abolish the Constitutional Revision Commission. We believe that Amendments 6 through 13 were incredibly complex because they violated one of the basic principles of the constitutional amendment and even legislative efforts, and that is that you use a single subject. And in those particular cases, all of those Amendments 6 through 13 were multiple subjects. It's hard for me to imagine. I mean, I've been trained in writing and reading legislation, and I could read all of the language behind the ballot summary, and it was hard for me to even understand a lot of that language. So I just have some serious concerns that everybody really understood the full scope of what they were voting on. I don't mind accepting the will of the majority when I know that they that their real will has been expressed, but I find it very doubtful that everybody understood the full scope of what they were voting on in those amendments.